Wyatt, I must say this is the most coherent retelling of a story I've ever heard from you.
That's because these scars run deep.
Scars? You didn't mention that you were injured on the trip.
Oh, you'll understand when I get to the end what kind of scars I'm talking about.
All right. In for a penny, in for a pound, as they say. So, you and the fellas rode for 2 days and a night to get to the Brotherhood of Sheriffs way out yonder. Nothing unusual happened on the way. Well, except for the fact that Winthrop continued to draw breath.
Don't forget that we found out about Whisker's mysterious past.
Oh, I already knew he was a colonel in the war.
You mispronounced it.
What are you talking about, Wyatt?
You meant to say cook, not colonel.
I certainly did not. Now, what I'm most interested in hearing about is this woman Gladys.
Oh, Gladys, ain't she the best?
Well, I don't know, Wyatt. You stopped talking and stared at the floor for 15 minutes. So, let's get on with this tall tale. What did you say you called it again?
La Grande Bousqueda de la Serpiente.
Welcome to Alabaster Flats, the self-aware western. Episode 9, The Brotherhood, Part 2. Sophia Chirp and Lizzie, played by Isabel Miller. Wyatt Chirp and Patrick Henley, played by Tristan Miller. Whiskers, Winthrop Morgan and Chavez, played by A.W. Miller. And Gladys Beach, played by Terry Miller. Y'all enjoy.
Gladys, would you mind explaining to me what you mean by that?
Sheriff, don't berate the woman. Can't you see she's as delicate as a flower?
I'm not berating.
I apologize for his uncouth mouth and his terrible personal hygiene, ma'am.
Oh, now don't you go making a fuss over me. Let's get your horses to the stall for the night. Chavez!
If you move, Pelfes, I will scalp you.
Oh, my stars in heaven, I believe I've sold myself.
These aren't the men I warned you about. They're friends. You remember Deputy Wyatt?
Osio, Ogunalili.
Ogunalili.
Tahiju.
Oh, Sigwu.
Did you know he could speak fluent Cherokee?
I'm still surprised he puts his pants on before he puts his boots on.
Come on now, boys. There'll be enough time for catching up over dinner. There's plenty of food, so y'all wash up out back at the pump, and I'll meet you in the dining room for blessing.
Wyatt, I must admit, until we saw the building, I wasn't sure I believed you, but here we are.
I, for one, am not entirely trusting of either one of them just yet.
Oh, Morgan, pull your bloomers out of here.
As you were saying, Sheriff.
Well, I'm curious. Let's leave it at that.
She's a nice lady. I'll leave it at that as well.
Gladys Beach is the closest and best thing I have to a Nana this side of the Pecos.
All four of your grandparents deceased, Wyatt?
Oh, no, they all live on the other side of the Pecos.
I see. What?
Now, before we go in...
Rule number 5, wipe your feet.
Whiskers, did you join the Brotherhood sometime back in your mysterious past?
No, I belong to the Society of Common Decency, and we share rules with most other organizations at our annual meeting.
Wyatt, can we go in now?
Just try not to be too alarmed by what you see going through these doors.
What could possibly be more alarming than a nondescript whitewashed adobe building in the middle of nowhere with a potentially murderous Cherokee named Chavez lurking about in God's gift to men in the form of Gladys Beach running the place?
Whiskers, are you...
Lead on, Wyatt.
Mary Mother of Jesus, this place is enormous.
Morgan, you could fit 4 of your rat-infested health hazards you call a mercantile inside here and still have room for your ego.
Wow, Miss Gladys, I gotta say, I'm right surprised at how big this place is on the inside.
Oh, why, thank you. Come along now. Don't want the food to get cold.
I must admit, Miss Gladys, that the exterior of this building is rather misleading.
Well, we shouldn't always judge a man by his mustache now, should we? Here we are, boys.
Is that stuffed duck?
This is a mighty tasty-looking ham.
Turkey, steak, corn on the cob. Miss Gladys, you sure know how to please a man's appetite.
In more ways than one. Have a seat, boys. Sheriff Hanley, would you mind giving us the blessing?
Not at all, ma'am. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this incredible bounty of which we are about to partake. Please bless the hands that prepared it and watch over all of our friends and family back in Alabaster Flats. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Miss Gladys, this food is absolutely delicious.
I've never tasted such succulent honey ham in my life.
Not many folks know the secret to a juicy, buttery corn on the cob. My compliments to the chef, Miss Gladys.
Well, that would be my daughter, Lizzie. Lizzie, dear, come in and say hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Why isn't she looking directly at us?
Oh, because I'm blind. I'm pleased you're enjoying the ham, Mr. Morgan. Mr. Henley, would you care for another roll?
No, ma'am, thank you.
How does she know that if she's blind?
There are more ways to see than just with your eyes, Mr. Morgan. Wyatt, glad to have you back. Are you staying long? I can rustle up some apple pie for you if you like.
Oh, Miss Lizzie, I think I'll burst if I eat another bite. Thank you kindly just the same, though.
Well, then, if there's nothing else, I'm turning in for the night, Mama. Chavez and I will see you in the morning.
Good night, dear.
Chavez is your son-in-law?
Oh, I don't care for the in-law part. He's my son by marriage, yes. But that doesn't make him any less of a son to me.
Everybody's like family here at the Brotherhood of Sheriffs.
Speaking of, I've been meaning to ask you about that, Miss Gladys.
Now, Sheriff, let's not mix business with pleasure. All in due time. Now eat up!
Thank you for your hospitality tonight, Miss Gladys.
You're quite welcome, Sheriff.
It's beautiful out here. Quiet.
Reminds you of your home in Tennessee?
A little. Oh, how did you...
Sheriff, I'm sure you have a great deal of questions. But before you ask, I'd like to ask you one of my own.
All right, shoot.
Do you miss her?
Who? Oh, I don't know her well enough to miss her like that.
Oh, Sheriff, you're adorable. But I'm not talking about Miss Sophia. I'm talking about your wife.
If you know so much, then you must already know that she...
I do know a great deal, Sheriff. It's more of a burden, really. But at my age, you have to appreciate the little things. And sometimes, even the hardships we carry are more valuable than the temptations we give in to.
I do miss her, to answer your question.
Good. You hold on to that for a while longer, Sheriff. Heartache and grief are like water and river rocks. Over time, they smooth each other out. Now, your turn. Ask away.
The Brotherhood of Sheriffs?
Catchy, isn't it?
Yes, but I've never heard of it.
Oh, I wouldn't have expected you to. I made it up years ago to keep my boys safe.
Come again?
My boys, the deputies and sheriffs around these parts, most of them are loners or lost, like you. They needed someone and some place they could always come back to. A place like home.
Oh.
Your deputy is a good man, Sheriff. A little touched in the head, as they say. But his heart is nothing but gold.
He's grown on me, that's for sure.
Well, you're not all that different, really. And one day, he'll make a good sheriff.
Miss Gladys, I just have to ask. The Brotherhood and the rules and...
Sheriff, I think it's time you met him.
Who?
The shaman.
Of course, it wasn't until sometime after that that they were able to pull the porcupine from my behind, but I think all in all, it was worth it.
I wonder if we dragged you behind the 815, Conestoga, if it would reverse what's wrong with you.
Ah, here comes our fourth musketeer.
But there's only three musketeers.
I am aware of that, Wyatt. I was merely making a jest.
Actually, there are four musketeers.
I get to be Porthos.
That makes me Aramis and Henley D'Artagnan, leaving Winthrop here to be what he's been all along, Athos.
Evening, gentlemen.
Thank you for the walk, Mr. Henley. I'll be turning in for the night. Think on what we talked about, Ulysses. Good night.
Well, Sheriff Henley, will you be applying for a membership in the Brotherhood of Sheriffs?
Something like that.
Pull up a rocking chair, Sheriff. We can swap stories about how we each learn the truth about the birds and the trees.
What in the hell are you talking about, Wyatt?
Whiskers, that's a dangerous can of worms to open.
Everybody knows that when you're 12, your pa takes you out to the cornfield to have a talk about the birds and the trees.
Why does it specifically have to be a cornfield?
Wyatt, the euphemism for sex is birds and the bees, not birds and the trees.
The birds and the bees talk isn't about that, Whiskers.
Whiskers don't.
Then what is it about? Dag Nabbit must be getting all those questions just keep slipping out unexpectedly.
It's about how the birds build nests in the trees and the trees thank them by rocking their babies back and forth in a breeze.
Oh, well, I didn't expect that.
Wow, Wyatt, that's a touching thought.
And as Paul taught me, that's also when you know it's the time of year when your mate will be most fertile.
You ruined an otherwise pleasant evening.
We've got a long ride back, fellas. I'm going to turn in.
Agreed, Sheriff. We'll need all the rest we can get for the return journey, which, by my calculations, will be a true test of our own little brotherhood.
Morgan, we're going back the exact same way we came.
But there are always new dangers on familiar paths. Good night, gentlemen.
If he's out of beef jerky, I say we leave him here.
I'll see you both in the morning.
Whiskers, you want to play some checkers?
No, thank you, Wyatt. I think I'm going to go ask Miss Gladys if she's seen any swaying trees lately.
Well, folks, I can't thank you enough for your hospitality.
I'd be delighted to set your little domicile up on a route, Miss Gladys.
Oh, that won't be necessary, Mr. Morgan. Everything I need grows right here on this property, the way God intended it.
Miss Gladys, I'll be back in August for the annual meeting.
I'm glad to hear that, Wyatt. Will you be joining him, Sheriff?
As long as I'm breathing, ma'am.
Time will tell, won't it, Ulysses?
Mama, did you get the package?
Oh, shoot. I left it on the table. Be a dear, Chavez, and fetch it.
Package for what, Miss Gladys?
A favor, if you don't mind. A special delivery for a dear old friend of mine.
Eggy.
Oh, thank you, Chavez. Sheriff, will you see that this is properly delivered?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Oh, da-da, go hug ye, Chavez.
Wyatt.
It was nice meeting you all. Whiskers, I hope your knee gets better.
Why, thank you, ma'am. Sorry for waking you up in the middle of the night like that.
It's understandable.
Well, we're off into the great unknown once again. Braving the elements, facing untold dangers, holding back lethal branches for each other while we answer the call of nature.
Let's be on our way before he starts to pantomime it.
Stay safe out here, y'all. Farewell, Miss Gladys.
You and yours as well, Sheriff.
Whiskers, I didn't know you hurt your knee. When did that happen?
Let's just say I'm not the acrobat I once was.
You were in the Civil War and you were an acrobat?
Not exactly.
Well, what was Lizzie talking about back there?
The birds and the trees, Sheriff. The birds and the trees.
Wait, Whiskers, did you and Gladys...
Oh, boy.
You've been listening to Alabaster Flats, the Self-Aware Western, Episode 9, The Brotherhood, Part 2. Please take a moment to visit our sponsors, HappyHeartsDesigns.com, DramedyActing.com, and TesseraProductions.com. This show is a fictitious story. Any resemblance to real persons or other real-life entities is purely coincidental. All characters and other entities appearing in this are fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, dead or alive, or other real-life entities, past or present, is purely coincidental. Copyright 2020, Tessera Productions.